And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The 6th Annual Women's Conference, co-sponsored by UL Lafayette and SLCC, will take place on March 12th at the Cajun Dome Convention Center. You can register now or find out more information at www.southlouisiana.edu. This evening in Grand Coteau, a documentary film will be shown called Xavier, Missionary and Saint. The film was written by Jesuit Jeff Johnson and narrated by Liam Neeson. It starts at 7 and it's free and open to everyone. After the screening of the film, there will be a Skype session with the writer, Jeff Johnson. Again, all are invited to attend. And there will be some talks given by artist Doris Bitar. She'll be giving a talk tomorrow at noon entitled Inside Arabic Calligraphy from Aleph to Zaha. That will be here on the UL Lafayette campus in Fletcher Hall, room 134. And then on Thursday, February 21st at 2 in the afternoon, she'll be giving a talk entitled Core Patterns, a discussion of her particular work. And we'll be speaking with Doris Bitar tomorrow afternoon about her work and the talks. Tomorrow evening, Wednesday, February 20th, in the Ernest J. Gaines Center, there will be a spoken word night. Everyone is invited to participate. You can bring a 1 to 5 minute reading of your favorite passage. For information, you can call the Ernest J. Gaines Center. That's tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock, third floor of Dupre Library. The Stage Monkeys of Lafayette will present an improvisational theater show with a soap opera twist tomorrow evening, February 20th, 7:30 at Theater 810 at 810 Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. You can call Theater 810 for information or tickets. That's 484-0172. The Family Performance Series continue at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. There will be a performance by Sunjata for Youth. All are invited, family members, young children. Tickets will be available at the door. The performance is at 7 on Wednesday the 20th and 7 o'clock on Thursday the 21st. That's the Family Performance Series at the ACA. The Pandemonium Theater Group in Crowley continues auditions for Little Mermaid this Thursday, February 21st. Actually, tonight, the 19th at 6:30, or Thursday, February 21st at 6:30 at the Crowley Art Gallery on North Parkerson Avenue in Crowley. This Thursday, there will be a poetry reading in Grand Coteau by poets Erica McCready and Nicole Poré. That will be from 7 until 9 p.m. in Grand Coteau at Casa Azul. There will be an open mic session afterwards. All are invited to bring poems, stories, songs to share with the audience. And again, it is free. The Wanderlust Theater Company continues its run of the play by Milmore and Van Zandt called You've Got Hate Mail. They opened it last week on Valentine's Day. It will be performed on Friday and Saturday evenings at 8 o'clock at Theater 810 at downtown Lafayette at 810 Jefferson Street. Tickets are available by calling the theater or going to the Eventbrite site, which is hatemail.eventbrite.com. Preservation Hall Jazz will take place at the Acadiana Center for the Arts this Friday, February 22nd, as a part of the Jazz at the Center series. Tickets are available by going to the ACA's website or by calling them. The Seven, a new musical, will be performed this weekend at Cité des Arts, Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30. Tickets are available by calling Cité or at their website, citédesarts.org. And that is Seven, the musical. And the Electronics Recycling Day will take place in Lafayette this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Habitat Restore, 215 East Pinhook Road. Acceptable items include computers, monitors, printers, laptops, TVs, stereo equipment, cell phones, large household appliances, and many more. For more information, you can call Habitat in Lafayette or the Habitat Restore. The Children's Theater Company in Lake Charles has opened a ticket sales for Sleeping Beauty. That will run this Friday through Sunday. That will be at the Central School of the Arts and Humanities Center on Kirby Street in Lake Charles. Tickets are available through childrenstheater.cc. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana will have their annual Bowl for Kids' Sake this Saturday, February 23rd. For more information, you can contact Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana, call them, or their website is acadianabigs.com. The Cane Fire film series continues this Saturday, February 23rd, with a screening of the film 56 Up, a film by Michael Apted. It's a collection of documentary vignettes. These children have been filmed since they were 7 years old, and every 7 years thereafter. Now they're 56, and this is the documentary that's been produced from the interviews with them now at the age of 56. For more information, they have a Facebook slash Cane Fire Film Series. That will be this Saturday, February 23rd, at the Light Center in Lafayette at 7:30. And a new film series at Vermilionville called Les Vues. That's on the last Monday of each month. February screening will be called Reconstructing Creole by filmmaker Jennifer Block. It offers a view of culture, race, and history on one Louisiana plantation. That will be this Monday at 6:30 at Vermilionville in the Performance Center. It's called Les Vues. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, our website is krvs.org. You can click on the schedule button for a weekly schedule or search for individual programs. Many of our locally produced programs can be podcast. If you go to that program, you can listen to archived shows or you can download them for listening to later on. And stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's From the Top, and at 8 o'clock we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with Night Train Jazz with John Green, and from 10 to midnight, Passport to Modern Jazz with Djamah Garnier. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things